Welcome to John and Benedict's Indie Bangers.
Yeah, so tell us how the past couple of weeks have been. It's been very exciting for you.
Basically, it kicked off on TikTok. It then sort of started snowballing from there. At which point, TikTok got in touch with us and basically got us on board to work with them. They launched us as an official trend, which has now had 2 billion views on it.
Wow, that's incredible.
That is impressive.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a number that we don't really understand.
Never able to comprehend that one.
Yeah, and then since then, like, sort of in tandem with that, our Spotify and Apple Music numbers have gone through the roof. Mm. We've gone from about 40,000 streams to 200,000 streams in 2 weeks.
Wow.
We've jumped from about 3,000 monthly listeners to 67,000 monthly listeners as of
it's
yesterday.
Impressive, yeah.
And that's climbing. We can't really get our heads around it, to be honest. More than anything, we're just grateful that people are liking our music. Yeah, like, 'cause, you know, you get trends happening on TikTok and they don't always necessarily translate into success. But like, for us to have people actually like going onto our Spotify, checking us out and liking what they hear, like, that's, you know, that's huge for us. And that's
yeah.
what
yeah.
we ask for.
I think at first it was very kind of overwhelming. You know, suddenly we'd gone from sort of like 3,000 monthly listeners, and we noticed something was sort of happening where we'd look at Spotify for artists at any one time and see there was like 3 people listening, and it hit like 20, and we were like, oh my god, what's going on here? And then we started getting contacted by people and having to like sort of develop a team like overnight, really, of people that we could sort of trust and that would help us out. And once you've got that, now it's, you know, it's not necessarily getting any easier, but we're kind of, we know what we're doing a bit more, and we sort of got the people in place that will help us.
That's good.
So true. Yeah, it was really kind of shocking at the start, just a real shock to the system, I guess.
I tried to explain it to my mum, bless her, and she was like, I think I'm excited, but I don't really understand. And I was like, mum, trust me, just be excited. The fact that we've had really organic, explosion happened on TikTok, just sort of handed to us like that. It's unbelievably lucky.
So we've got some quick fire questions.
We have, yes.
Oh, we love this.
This is amazing.
This is fantastic.
Really, just the first thing that comes into your head. The first question is favourite night out in Nottingham?
Or Soul Jam.
Ocean.
Yeah, Soul Jam.
I've never heard of Soul Jam.
No.
We're
going to take your boys to Soul Jam next year.
Are you guys first year?
We're second years.
And you haven't been to Soul Jam?
No.
It's one of the events that Stealth runs. It's basically funk, soul, and disco all night, and it's brilliant.
That's a good question, but definitely Ocean. But while I think Soul Jam,
Ocean's good. I think I tend to like events sort of things rather than Caramellos are good, and I'm not really into Cirque. Cirque's all right, but I think it's a bit overpriced.
Cirque is incredible.
I'm spending £20 on the ticket. Are you joking?
I don't like that money. Hey, we're taking the Cirque
Soldier.
Not if you get in there early. Not if you know what you're about and you're like, I'm a man who's going to book my Cirque ticket 3 months in advance.
So we move on to the next question before you like spiral into arguing about Nottingham clubs. What's the best hall on campus?
Mark and I were in Broadgate. We actually lived in a block next to each other, and that's when we knew we were going to be best friends. Tom was very late to the party because he was in London and Wortley.
And I had a proper eating experience, so I'd have to cook myself.
Strokes or Arctic Monkeys?
Oh my god, Arctic Monkeys, but that's very difficult.
Arctic Monkeys, yeah, but difficult. That's tough. That's tough.
Jaffa cake or biscuit?
Oh,
it's a cake because it goes hard.
It says it in the
when
name.
It's stale. Yeah. It goes hard when it's stale, and that's what defines a cake.
Best cook in the band.
Best cook. Oh, definitely Alex. Definitely.
I'm all right as well though.
Yeah.
Just put my name in the ring.
What's the best gig you've been to?
Yeah. I saw Arctic Monkeys at Transmit.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty good.
Arcade Fire in Birmingham. I cried about 4 times.
Crystal Fighters at Dr. Dot was sick.
Massive.
Crystal Fighters at Dr. Dot was the most. I knew one Crystal Fighters song, and I've never had a gig like that.
I was overwhelmed. Like my body was shaking, and like I felt like
My ex's little brother was on my shoulders at one point. He was
and then he got kicked
out. Left, right, and then he got kicked out. He was crowd surfing. I was crowd surfing. He was judging a pine. The guy on the stage had a plant. It was like
I've literally not even listened to them since. I hadn't listened to them before. I hadn't listened to them since.
Nothing that cultural impact was thank you. Honestly, thank you for
you might have to play them next
week.
That's
the most insane gig I've ever been to.
What's the best gig you've done? What's your favourite gig you've done?
Oh,
my personal favourite is when we played Rough Trade.
We did the gig for Mind
in February. We like raised like £500 charity and we played literally all our songs and two fun covers.
Yeah,
and all our friends were loads of random.
I flew back from Hamburg for that.
You flew back from Hamburg
Song. You played Honey with us on stage. That was
incredible.
And like everyone came to that. That was massive.
We have a suggestion of a song you should cover. We commented it on your Instagram. You should cover Ready for More by Seagulls.
Yeah, you commented and said you'd have a look at it, and then you didn't.
Oh, we did.
I just want to know where the blonde's name came
from.
Yes,
that's a good question.
Oh, okay. Question, so we used to be called. It's kind of embarrassing to admit. We used to be called Innocent Sundown, which was probably the worst name going.
Very much
we played one gig under that name. And I think it was our old drummer. I'm probably going to get him in trouble here. But he said Blondes. We were like, that sounds like it could be your name. And did the old Spotify check and, yeah.
But I think the simple names are the better name.
I agree.
100%, yeah.
But yeah, we just sort of thought it was quite, the name sort of sounded like it should be something already. And it kind of is, but it's not at the same time.
What do you both study?
I do economics.
I do maths, yeah.
Oh,
blimey.
A little bit smarter than us, then.
A little bit smarter than us. History boys.
Yeah, we're going to crash and burn when we're 20, but you're going to be set.
No, we'll be seeing you at Glastonbury one day.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. With Glastonbury 25. Project Glastonbury 25.
We also want to get you on air at some point, so get you in the studio. Yeah,
yeah,
but,
yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool, but...
God, the life we live.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on. This is URN.